Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Welcome to episode 164 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Thursdays are for talking about life in general and how things are going. I recently read an article which contained the following excerpt, and yes, of course I will put a link to this in the show notes because these are not my words, they are those of the writer, a gentleman by the name of Lee McIntyre. He says, "Research has shown that what makes us happy is achieving small goals one after the other. If you win the lottery, within 6 months you'll be back to your baseline of happiness. Same if you got into an accident. You can't just achieve happiness and stay there, you have to pursue it. You've got to choose the things that make you happy one by one. That's been shown from Aristotle all the way down to cutting-edge psychological research. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. I think the things that I've done today have really borne that out really well. Earlier today I attended the second of my three webinars on Juniper Networks networking. And I've also signed up for 2 free and 1 paid class on Udemy, which is a website that my colleagues highly recommend for studying technology and improving technology skills. So there is progress being made on that front, at least a little bit. I got in touch with a volunteer coordinator for the campaign for one of my local representatives, which I had been volunteering with before March, and now have officially signed up to go back to doing phone banking again a little bit. I feel like I ought to, since I've pretty much just went more or less radio silent between March and now. I did reach out to the main campaign manager a couple of times, and now I finally have a slot to volunteer again, which is great. I did my usual thing at our Toastmasters meeting today, and during the evening, I finished getting the 20 get-out-the-vote letters that I've volunteered to send out so far all ready to go. If you don't like talking to people on the phone, which I don't very much, writing letters is just as effective, if not even more effective, because of the personal touch it adds to your message. If this sounds like something that might be up your alley, go to VoteForward, which is spelled votefwd.org. That's what I've been up to today. Here is the last of my 3 audio clips that I recorded on Friday, July 31st. Tomorrow, Friday, August 21st, I plan to go out and record a brand new one just for you. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020. Segment 20 of 35. International Quilt Museum and Baker's Candies. Both of these stops have been on previous passport tours. I believe the International Quilt Museum in Lincoln was on the 2017 passport tour, because I know I went to visit it with my mom when she was here to visit me. We have pictures. Only in Nebraska or somewhere here in the Midwest would you imagine finding an entire museum just devoted to the art of quilting, but a beautifully made quilt is a piece of art just like a painting. And the last time I was there, there were a lot of quilts, some of them hundreds of years old, on display, and they're all beautiful works of art. This was an e-stamp. Actually, both of these were e-stamps. The International Quilt Museum in Lincoln is closed until further notice due to COVID-19. Baker's Candies is still open, but it's past 5. They close at 5 o'clock, so I missed out on that one. But I remember Baker's Candies was actually my stop number 1. I believe that was also on the 2017 passport tour. Several of my passport friends went out on May 1st, as we have been doing for several years, to get all the passport stamps we could. And might have been 2016, I could look. My passport booklets are in my house. We came here,
We bought bags of their famous melt-away chocolates, and it was a good and memorable way to start off the passport tour that year. We approached it from coming from the other direction, so it's a little different. It has entrances on both sides of the highway. And it looks a little different, but I didn't have any trouble finding it. Again, e-stamp. That's it for today, Friday, July 31st. I will talk to you again later.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.